Chapter 37. Chuck Pennington was an architect. He had been an intercollegiate boxing champion at Harvard and still looked in shape. Must have been pretty good, Jesse thought, not a mark on his face. He had thick black hair brushed straight back. He wore a rust-colored tweed jacket and a blue Oxford shirt. He sat with Jesse in the living room of the house he'd designed with his wife and daughter and a lawyer named Sheldon Resnick. Molly Crane sat near the door. Through the glass back wall of the living room, Jesse could look a long way out over the Atlantic Ocean. Mrs. Pennington was speaking. "We wanted to spare you this," she said to her husband. "We know how important your work is." "My daughter is more important than my work," Pennington said. "But we can put that aside for the moment and listen to Chief Stone." "You promised to keep my daughter's name out of this," Mrs. Pennington said. "I did what I promised your daughter I would do," Jesse said. "You spoke to her without me?" Mrs. Pennington said. "Seemed the only way I could," Jesse said. "Sheldon," she said, "I want you to make clear to this policeman that we will not tolerate scandal." "Mr. Stone has been nice to me," Candace said. "Candace, you be quiet," Mrs. Pennington said. "No, Margaret," Pennington said. "You are the one that has to be quiet." "Chuck, this didn't happen to you," Pennington said. "It happened to Candace. It matters what Candace wants." "My God, Chuck, she's..." Resnick put his hand on Mrs. Pennington's forearm. "Chuck's right, Margaret. Now is not the time." Mrs. Pennington opened her mouth and closed it and clamped her lips and sat back in her chair and folded her arms. Pennington turned in his chair and looked at Jesse. He had very pale blue eyes. "I know the kind of pressure you must be under now," he said, "and I appreciate you taking the time for this." "Candace has always known who raped her," Jesse said, "but she and I agreed that if she blew the whistle on them, uncorroborated, we might not get them, and her life in paradise would be ruined." Pennington nodded. "They were going to show my picture to everyone," Candace said. Pennington nodded again. He showed no emotion, though Jesse noted that the knuckles on his clasped hands looked white. "Now they probably won't," Pennington said. He looked at Jesse. "No," Jesse said, "they won't. They're scared." "Good," Candace said. Jesse nodded slowly. "And they're scared of you," Jesse said. Candace looked at Jesse, then at her father, and then more covertly at her mother. "Excellent," she said. "The law always talks about justice," Jesse said. "We're officially in favor of it. But if I were you, what I would want would be revenge." "Chief Stone," Mrs. Pennington said. Her husband shook his head at her. "That's what I would like," he said. "Okay," Jesse said. "Marino, Feeney, and Blake have incriminated themselves. If we didn't know anything about you, the pictures would have led us to you." Candace nodded. She understood. "So, we need a statement," Jesse said. "And if we go to court, we'll need you to testify." "Will anyone else see those pictures?" Candace said. "If we go to trial," Jesse said, "the defense will argue that you were a willing participant and made up the rape story. The pictures would be evidence to the contrary." "My God, naked pictures of my daughter," Mrs. Pennington said, "in public. I won't permit it." "We're a long way past propriety here, Margaret. It's Candace's decision." "She's not old enough to decide something like this," Mrs. Pennington said. "I'll give a statement," Candace said. "And I'll testify if I have to." "Candace!" "Good," Jesse said. "Is there some place you can go and give Molly your statement?" "They can use the kitchen," Pennington said. As she followed Candace from the room, Molly smiled at Jesse and, shielding the gesture with her body, gave him thumbs up. Everyone was quiet for a moment. Jesse looked through the big window at the brisk gray ocean. "Kids like Candace," Jesse said, still looking at the ocean, "often need some therapy after an experience like this one." "You mean from a psychiatrist?" Mrs. Pennington said. "Yes," Jesse said. "If you need a referral, I can get one for you." Mrs. Pennington looked at her husband. "We'll see," he said. "Thanks for the offer." "As far as the case goes," Resnick said after a moment, "a plea bargain would certainly seem possible." "Be up to the defense lawyers and the DA," Jesse said. "But you agree that it could happen?" Mrs. Pennington said. "It often does," Gussie said.